is what you need to know with Bianca Stone from 7 News.
Well, we need to know about vaccine. You got the latest, Bianca?
Yeah, we do need to know a lot about vaccines because that's all anyone's talking about at the moment. And it seems new figures are showing that Queensland has actually halved the number of vaccines that it's ordering from the Commonwealth. Hard to believe, I know, when we're all talking about, you know, not having enough vaccine. Last week, Queensland ordered 24,500 doses. The week before that, 21,000 doses. Yeah. But the week before that, they actually ordered 41,000 doses. Queensland Health says the reason is because the advice for the AstraZeneca vaccine changed. So, of course, we know that the AstraZeneca vaccine is now recommended for those aged over 50. But that happened at the beginning of last month. So it doesn't make a great deal of sense to anyone, especially when we're in phase 2A at the moment, which is for people aged over 50 who should be getting the AstraZeneca vaccine. So there's a whole lot of talk about why the pace of Queensland's rollout has slowed.
Where can you put your finger on it? I don't understand what they're trying to do because they were whinging about it and now they're not ordering enough. Is it because if you don't use it straight away or very quickly, it expires?
Well, we don't know whether they're getting the AstraZeneca or the Pfizer vaccine because that's not detailed in the numbers. So it could be a mixture of those two vaccines that are coming from the Commonwealth. We know that Queensland doesn't have a mass vaccination hub. And the health minister has actually said that's because we don't have enough supply of vaccine. Yet the federal health minister says, well, there is plenty of supply. And if you look at other states, we know Victoria's got that mass vaccination hub. So does New South Wales. Last week, New South Wales ordered 60,000 doses. That's double the number of the week before. So other states are ramping up their orders. Queensland, though, is slowing down. And I guess we have to ask the question, why?
Yeah.
On Wednesday, 2,440 people were vaccinated. Now, if we continue along that path and just have those few people vaccinated, it's going to take 17 months to get through Group 2A. And that's just giving them one dose. So that's on my calculations.
Yeah.
It just doesn't seem to make any sense that we're slowing down when we should be ramping up this.
Could it be because of the health advice received on the AstraZeneca vaccine that we're waiting for more shipment of Pfizer and potentially this new kid on the block they're talking about, Marto?
The Moderna,
the mRNA
vaccine.
But they're
saying that'll be a booster. There's all sorts of nonsense. They're saying that'll be a booster.
Well, the Moderna.
Maybe next year.
Yeah, the Moderna aids in the different variations, different mutant strains of it. But they're saying that you can cross vaccinate the Pfizer and the AstraZeneca and the Moderna. And if you get your first jab with the AstraZeneca, you can wait and then have the Pfizer as well.
Hold on, here's a bit more confusion, Bianca. I think you guys had it on Channel 7 News last night. I think they said the AstraZeneca is ineffective against the South African strain. So what's the use?
So maybe that's why they're not ordering it. Maybe they're waiting for Pfizer and Moderna to be supplied here so that we can roll that out instead.
I think what needs to happen, though, is we need to stop talking about these different types of vaccines and just talk about vaccine because people don't have a choice. When you go to the clinic to get vaccinated, you don't have a choice as to whether you get Pfizer or AstraZeneca or later in the year Moderna. You just need to go and get vaccinated. It doesn't matter which one you get because they are all effective in preventing COVID. So I think that's where it needs to change. The language needs to change. And maybe by the state government not ordering these vaccines, it's actually, you know, putting something in our heads to say, don't get vaccinated. I'm not sure. That's how I feel personally.
Did you hear, Bianca, over in India, they're using a different form of remedy in regards to curing the coronavirus?
Hold on, here it is.
I had this fear that I might get infected, so we started bathing with milk, dung and urine.
Now, they're getting their sacred cattle. Now, who's got lots of cattle? Australia. So just back them up.
Stop exporting them.
Margo, you do that first and test it out for us.
It'll be good for your skin. There'll be clinics opening up everywhere. Come on in and smear, girls.
Bianca Stone, Channel 7, Sunrise. Thanks for the latest.
Thanks, guys.